interesting shaila came up last week. Last week I was Masada Kiddushin at a wedding on Tuesday night. The night of the chasana, later that evening, unfortunately, the uncle of the chasan passed away, which means that the only time the chasan and kala are able to be menachem avel, their aunt and their first cousins, is during Sheva Brachos week. So the shaila was, is there any problem of being menachem avel during your week of Sheva Brachos? See, most of the time when such a thing would happen, it wouldn't be timed exactly, meaning you'd be able to, either the Shiva would start earlier so you could be menachem avel before, or the Shiva would start later, so after the week of Sheva Brachos is over, you could be menachem avel. But over here, it's mamish, by the time the Shiva is over, by the time they are no longer chasan and kala, by the time they're no longer in Sheva Brachos, the Shiva will be over. So are you allowed to be menachem avel during Sheva Brachos week? And this, I guess, speaks to what the nature of Nichum Avelim is, but also what the nature of the Simcha of Chasan and Kala during Sheva Brachos week is. So I thought immediately when I was asked that, what would the problem be? I mean, Chasan and Kala are not putter from mitzvos, so Nichum Avelim is a mitzvah, Bikur Cholim is a mitzvah, all these things are mitzvahs. Now, I wouldn't say that it would be a great idea for a Chasan and Kala to tap into the Misaskim hotline and figure out where all the Shiva houses are and spend their whole week of Sheva Brachos jumping around to be Menachem Avel. But where they do have a kesher, especially such a close one, well, why would they be putter from a mitzvah of Nichum Avelim? But then I came across, the Nisum Kilchsa quotes, a Yam Shel Shlomo in the second parak of Maseches Ksubas. And the Yam Shel Shlomo writes that when there is an Avel B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, and the Minhag Ashkenazim says that in the morning after davening, everyone goes to the base Avel, and they're Menachem the Avel on Shabbos. He says, Nira di yelchu ashoshvinim v'chali kari atzibur b'tchila im achasan lebesov. The same shul as a chasan and an avel. First, everyone should go with the chasan to his house, and the avel and only his immediate family should go to the Beis HaKnesses, and should leave the Beis HaKnesses afterwards and go to the Beis Avel. What about the Paskin Koheles? When I asked the shaila to one of my friends, he just emailed back, See Koheles Zayin Beis. Yes, I'm familiar with the Pasukim Koheles. Tov lo leches al Beis Avel, mi leches al Beis Mishta. That it's better to go to a Beis Avel than to go to a Beis Mishta. He says, Shaini Acha, says Yam Shel Shlomo, Shematzinu Shemavirim Es HaMeis Milifnei HaKala. That we always give more kavod to the Chayim than we do to the Mason. That kavod HaChayim is Adif mi kavod HaMeisim. We prefer, so if you have the option of giving kavod to a kala, chasan and kala, or giving kavod to a mace, we give kavod to the chasan and kala first. Tov lach beis avel beis mishta is about attitudinally what it will do for you, meaning inspirationally, that you go to a beis avel and a chai yitein alibo, and you think about what are they going to say about me lachar me'aves from shana, and that's often something that could put a person in a more inspired mood, it could put a person in a certain state of mind that will inspire more growth than a beis mishta where it's more levity and excitement of that nature. But then goes the Yam Shel Shlomo and says, I object to those who paskin that the chasan should go with everybody else to the base avel, v'holchem lebeis ha'avel lenachemo, to go to be menachem in the base avel. Why? Debevadai avon gadol biyadam. It is a great sin to do that. De'ein le'sarev avelus b'simcha. Because you can't mix avelus and simcha together. See, Yam Shel Shlomo hints to this idea, and more than hints, says that apparently it's a problem of mixing avelus and simcha when a chasan goes, a chasan or kala go, to be menachem avel. But the Nisum Kilchsa also quotes a tshuva from the Betzela Chachma. The Betzela Chachma is Betzel Stern, who is the brother of the Be'er Moshe, the Debrett Zina Rav, a Hungarian posek. He passed away, I think, in the 1990s. And he was a Rav in Australia. And Chelek Beis Simen Mem Dalid, Rav Betzel Stern, argues that there's absolutely no problem with a chasan and kala going to be menachem avel during the Shiva Simei Mishta. And he points out that even if it were Yantif itself, what is it about the chasan and kala? That it's Yom Tov Shalahem. It's their Yom Tov for that week. Let's say we're actually Yom Tov. Is there an Isser to be Menachem Avel when it's actually Yom Tov? There's a stira between Avelus and Yom Tov. But Avelus means practicing Avelus, doing Avelus, experiencing Avelus. That's a stira to the Simcha of Yom Tov. Is being Menachem Avel a stira to the Simcha of Chasen and Kalu or the Simcha of Yom Tov? The Gemara in Sukkot Daf Mem Aleph and Beis very famously tells us about the minhag of the Anshei Yerushalayim. Now the Anshei Yerushalayim wouldn't suffice by just picking up the Dalad Minim once in the day, shaking it a few times in Hallel and putting it away. No, wherever they went, they would carry their Lulav and Biyadam. They would carry their Lulav with them. And the Gemara gives examples. Holech levaker cholim, ulin nachim avelim, lulav biyadel. They would go to be mevaker cholim, to be menachim avelim, and they would carry their lulav with them. And that's not only talking about on Chalom Moed even. If it's mutter on Chalom Moed, there's a mitzvah simcha Chalom Moed also, it's mutter on Yom Tov as well. And the Braisa Moed Katan Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Kavru b'tchilas haregel, mona shiva achar haregel. That if you bury someone at the beginning of Yom Tov, the shiva is observed after Yom Tov. But the Ein Rabbi Misaskini Moshe Kvar Nisaskabo Beregel. You don't need a lot of people to be misasik with the Avel for the week after Yantav because they already did that on Yantav. What does it mean they already did that on Yantav? What did they do? So Rashi says they were already Menachim the Avel on Yantav. Nichum Avelim is permissible on Yom Tov. There's no Avelus Beregel, but there is Nichum Avelim on Yom Tov. So if that's going to be true by Yom Tov, which is a simcha of the Rabbim, the simcha of all of Klal Yisrael, and you have a mitzvah by Shabbos as well, of Oneg, Minat Torah, and maybe even a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, that happens to be an interesting topic in its own right, whether there's any din of Simcha on Shabbos. But if this is true on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Kol Shekhin, Chasan, and Kala during the Shabbos Yom HaMishnah, where the simcha is only Midrabanan, and it's a Simchas Yom Tov, and it's Simchas Yachid rather, so certainly they should be able to be Menachem Avelim. Now one might argue, no, the reason you're allowed to do Nichem Avelim on Yom Tov is because if we don't allow you to do Nichem Avelim on Yom Tov, we're not going to allow anybody else to do Nichem Avelim on Yom Tov either, because everyone's in it together. And then there's going to be no one left to be Menachem the Avel. You got to think about from their perspective, from the Avel's perspective, who's going to be left to be Menachem? As opposed to Chasan and Kala, the whole world doesn't hinge on them. You know, you could tell them, you don't be Menachem the Avel, and everyone else will go and be Menachem the Avel. So one might have thought that maybe we shouldn't compare the two. Rabbi Salah Stern says he doesn't think that that's correct, because that's not the reason they were matir being mevaker chol and menachem avelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It was for different reasons that they were matir. There is a sefer Seder Hayom that he quotes, where the Seder Hayom says that adrabba dafka on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's the best time to do nichem avelim and bikur cholim. Why? Two reasons. First of all, you're not busy. So a lot of times when you go to be mevaker cholim, so you're looking at your watch every 2 minutes, you know, gotta go, you're busy, you have to run to work, you have to, so it makes the avel or the chola feel like that they're taking up your time. So you're not busy, you're not doing anything on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can give your full attention to the avel or to the chola. And second of all, he says that mipneishu mechubad hayom mi b'shar yamim yesh al nabushim nikiyim nefesh yisera. You have you're coming in a more respectful way. You're dressed more nicely. You're going to give a little more. You'll have a little more patience, and that's the proper kavod to show to the avel or to the chola. So that's what the sefer Seder Hayom says. At the end of the day, the minhag is, the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz is we don't do Nichem Avelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov at all, but realize that it's only a minhag. There's no such halacha that you're not allowed to do Nichem Avelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So when it comes to Chasan and Kala, even the minhag, you're able to be Mevaker Cholam Menachem Avelim during the Shabbos Yimei HaMishnah. Both of the reasons that the Seder Hayom had suggested are shayach by the Chasan and Kala as well, and it's perhaps even a kal v'chomer for them, because they're even greater, they can't do any malacha, and they're certainly in a state of calm, and in a state of where they'll be able to focus on the person. And not only that, and another raya, he says, is from Pirkei D'Rab Lazar. Pirkei D'Rab Lazar is quoted in Beis Yosef and Ibn Ezra Siman Samach Dalid, a famous comment of Chazal, Chasan Dome Lemelech. What does that mean? Chasan doma lemelech. In what way is a chasan like a melech? So you hear Vertlach all the time.
oh, Chassan's like a melech, he's just like when the melech goes to sleep at night, he's not only thinking about himself, he has to think about his whole country. So Chassan has to not only think about himself anymore, now he has to. It's very nice. What does the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar actually say? In what way is a Chassan doma lemelech? Ma hamelech eini yotzei l'shuk levado. Just like a king doesn't go out alone. Sa'alacha, Chassan and Akala are not supposed to go out alone. They should be accompanying each other or have someone accompany them. That's why when I remember my Sheva Brachos week, when Mishnah Berurah says that maybe Chassan should avoid going to shul during Sheva Brachos week because he's going to be Monea the Tzibur from saying Tachnun. And the Tzibur gets very upset. They like to say Tachnun, so they don't like to have a Chassan there. So in order to not take away the opportunity of Tachnun from the Tzibur, so I asked Rav Shachter if I should be makbid about that. He said, nah, what's the big deal? So the Tzibur won't say Tachnun. He said, but you shouldn't go out to shul alone. Someone should come pick you up because the Chassan doesn't go out levado, just like a Melech doesn't go out levado. Melech is a mechubed person, so he goes with an entourage. He goes with people who will walk him. Maha Melech lovesh big de kavod, just like a Melech wears big de kavod, a Chassan should dress nicely. That's another thing of Shechtel Shari Makbid. I mean, he goes to weddings a lot of times. He'll get there at the second dance because he was giving a shir somewhere that night. And by the second dance, the chassan looks like a shmata that's been used a few times. His shirt's untucked and he's wearing some funny hat that his friends put on him. And he's, he looks like... So Rav Shechter will always go right over to the chassan if he feels comfortable enough with the chassan and say, you know, your wife probably isn't going to be so pleased that you look like this. Tuck yourself in, put your jacket on, look like a melech, look like a mensch. So that's a chassan throughout Sheva Brachos is supposed to look nice. Ma melech hakol makalsinoso. Another one, the picture of Allah says that a melech, everyone praises a melech. They say nice things about a melech. It's not that they get up to roast a melech and say all these horrible things at an afrov that will make the father of the kala think to himself, what on earth did I just get my daughter into? And can I cancel the wedding? Is it too late to get my money back for this wedding? No, mekal sinosa, they say nice things about him. That's the Jewish tradition. Maha melech pan of meiros, just like a melech. All these things, afa chassan. So says Rabbi Sal Stern, I see from here a raya that chassan is allowed to be menachem avelim. Why? Because the halacha in Perek Zayin Milch Zavel, halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, melech is not menachem avelim. So if the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar wanted to give all the things that a melech and a chassan are the same, it should have mentioned nichem avelim. That just like a melech is not menachem avelim, a chassan is not menachem avelim. But it doesn't mention that. So it must be that a chassan can be menachem avel. You could have argued the other way. You certainly could have argued that that's a raya in the other direction. Because what do you see about all those things? All those things are about the kavod. The kavod that you give to a melech, so a chassan should have that same kavod. It's beneath the dignity of a melech to have to be menachem avel other people. So one could have said, it's not giving every example, it's giving lots of examples of the kind of kavod that you show. But so whether that's a raya or not, I don't think it's going to change the din. In the end of the day, Rabbi Sal Stern writes, Elevade shemutu l'chassan lotzeis l'halvayas krovav al kalpan. He thinks even to go to the levaya is mutter, but he discourages going to the cemetery. He thinks that's not a great idea. And he says, if you're going to be Menachem Avel, probably best not to do it on the first day after getting married, B'yom Chupaso, because that is the day of the Iker Simcha, the first day of Simchas Chasam Akala, according to the Rosh B'Shem the Ramah in the first parak of Ksuba Simen Hey, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so you're tarud in a mitzvah d'oraisa, so maybe best not to choose that day as the day of Nichum Avelim. But other than that, I think L'maskan, L'alach, despite what the Am Shul Shlomo says, I think it's pretty clear that a Chasam and Kala are permitted to be Menachem Avelim during their week of Sheva Brachos. Yes, I'm